The first letter of Timothy, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Saviour and the Lord Jesus, who is our hope, unto Timothy, my very own son in the faith. So, Paul was an apostle because God had commanded that to be so, but Paul all the same had to say yes to that. So it's not that God said, oh, you are going to be an apostle, there you are. He had to be obedient to it. And you think of all the things he suffered to get baptized and how he was persecuted at Damascus and he escaped over the city wall in a gate, in a basket when the gate was shut, etc. And he calls Timothy my son in the faith. Now, if you can bring someone else to believe in Jesus and be baptized, they're like your child. And so life becomes so much more meaningful. But it's not just you. You've got other people in your life. And this is where I think there's the maximum level of happiness in human life if we are doing something for others spiritually. If you've helped someone else towards God's kingdom, that's why Paul tells the Philippians that when he's in the kingdom and they will be in the kingdom, they will be his eternal joy. And so it was between Paul and Timothy. So he says, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. As I encouraged you to remain still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that you might charge some there that they teach no other teaching, nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which only give rise to questions and arguments, rather than godly building up in faith. This is what you must do. So probably Timothy wanted to go with Paul, but Paul said, no, Timothy, you've got to stay at Ephesus, because there were people who were teaching a false kind of Christianity. Now, Timothy did that, and some years later, Jesus writes a letter to the church in Ephesus, where Timothy had been, and he says, well done, you've held on to the faith, they'd got rid of these false teachers, but he says, you've left your first love. So there wasn't enough emphasis on love. It was all, unfortunately, about, oh, this one is wrong, that one is wrong, etc. It's so difficult to keep the true balance. But the end of this commandment is love out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of genuine faith. So Paul is saying, I'm asking you to do this. To just keep the teaching pure and don't allow people to teach who aren't going to teach wrong things because it won't end up in love. Well, that bit Timothy did miss, and it's a very important bit because Jesus has to say to this church at Ephesus that Timothy was like the pastor of, you've left your first love. So he says the essence then, the most important thing is love from a pure heart, a good conscience and of a faith that is genuine, from which things some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain talking. So that's got to be the aim. Love, faith, a good conscience, things like that. The true spirituality. And that is what we're driving at. And anything else, arguing about teachings, about genealogies, about fables, anything else is swerving from that. And that's the trouble, that people get so obsessed with this issue or that issue, and they swerve from really focusing on being a spiritual Christ-like person. They desire, Paul says, to be teachers of the law, but they don't understand what they are saying, nor about the things which they so confidently affirm. But we know that the law is good if somebody uses it rightly, knowing this, that the law is not made for the righteous man, but for the lawless, and for the wicked, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy, for murderers of fathers, murderers of mothers, for murderers, for those who misbehave, for those who abuse themselves with mankind, for the effeminate, for liars, for false persons, and if there's any other thing contrary to sound teaching, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. I thank him who enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into this ministry, whereas before I was a blasphemer and a persecutor and an abuser, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. So then, Paul says that he was enabled. He was empowered in his service. If you want to do God's service, or what is called ministry here, God and Jesus will provide for you to do that. If your motive is that you want to have a good life and you want to, for example, go traveling and have your expenses paid or do this or do that just for yourself, no, he won't necessarily at all. But if our motives are pure, God will provide. So he says about what an awful man he was. But then he says, I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord Jesus was exceedingly great, according to faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Faithful is the saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. But for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me, as a chief example, might Jesus Christ show forth all his patience, so that there should be comfort to those who should, from the future, believe on him. Now unto the King, eternal, invisible, the only true God, be honour and glory for ever and ever. Amen. So then, he calls himself the chief sinner. He says, I'm the worst sinner in the world. Now he's writing to Timothy from prison when he's about to die, really. And he says, I'm the worst sinner. But earlier, when he writes to the Corinthians, he says, I am the least of the apostles. So I'm an apostle, but I'm the worst apostle. And he writes, then now, he's saying that he is the worst sinner in the world. He's the worst sinner. So he really feels that now at the end of his life, he really is sinful, deeply sinful. And yet he's also, as we'll see in Timothy, in these letters to Timothy, he's so confident that he will be in God's kingdom. So these are the two sort of themes that we should have in our lives, that I really am a sinner, I'm really no good, I'm awful. And yet, on the other hand, absolutely convinced that by grace I will be in God's kingdom. Absolutely certain. So we've got humility, that's what's so important here. Humility mixed together with a certain belief, absolute confidence in God's salvation.